WITY's coverage of the Vermilion County, Illinois Fair west of Danville from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios is a service of Danville's Flooring Warehouse, Napa Auto Parts, Butler Land Company, and Danville Area Community College.
Hello, this is Andrew Dudich, and we are out at the Vermilion County Fair, and we met up with the court we had last night, just got crowned, and we're talking with Lily Meeker, who is queen for this year. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And then also we have first runner-up. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Macy Musgrave, and I'm from Danville High School.
All right, and then second over here, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Serenity Reed from Danville, Illinois.
All right, and then we're going to go back to the middle over here. Tell us a little bit about the pageant. What are like the different sections that you have to get ready for?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. We start out with interview in the mornings and afternoon, and then we go into the whole stage presence of the swimsuit, and then we have evening gown with speech and onstage questions, and I think everyone did amazing at that there. So,
what was your speech about?
Yeah, my speech was about Hidden Opponent, which is a student-athlete mental health organization.
All right, very important. And then what was something that you were proud of during the pageant this year that for you?
I was proud of all of the contestants that I shared the stage with. It's a really big deal to be able to put yourself out there and be on stage, and I thought we all did a great job at doing that and representing our county.
It can be difficult with everybody because, like we talked about, there's lots of different sections for judging points. I know I helped with Miss Hoopston this year, and there's so many different things you have to take into account. You know, how they speak, how they walk, how they do their community activities. Have you done, we're over to a second runner-up, have you done pageants before?
This is my very first year doing a pageant ever.
Awesome. Well, that's good. Some people like start very young age, some haven't. What made you want to try doing a pageant?
So a friend of mine had came up to me at a track meet one day and was like, hey, I have a friend that is one of the pageant directors who was also my physical therapist, Morgan Estelle. And she was like, she would like you to do a pageant this year. And one of my main goals this summer was to try something different that I had never done before. And so when I got that, I was like, oh yeah, for sure. And pretty much just from the fact that I just wanted to try something super different that I have never, ever done before.
Excellent. And then how did you feel about the process?
I felt great about the process. For it being my first year and the first like group of girls that I got to do this with, it was almost perfect, I would say.
Going to go back to the queen now, just trying to give everybody a little bit of time. What are you looking forward to over the next year? I know there's probably lots of things, but now that you're queen and there's different responsibilities, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting a bunch of people. I've always been a people person and I love to help my hand with everybody else. So I really hope I can get my hands dirty in the community as well as just be an advocate for people. So
awesome. And then over to first runner up again. For Vermilion County Fair, obviously being on the court, part of it is representing the fair. What are some of your favorite things about the fair?
Some of my favorite things about the fair is just seeing the community get together. I feel like we have a lot of different parts, and it's great to see them all be together as one in one place.
Awesome. And then we're going to wrap up a little bit down here again. You talked about, for second runner-up, we talked about doing things new that we haven't done before, and I think that's important. After the fair and after you're on court, what are you looking forward to do for the future?
I am looking forward to competing in more pageants in the future and hoping to build more relationships with other girls who have prior experience to pageants. And through that, becoming better in competition, and let's just see where it takes me.
All right. Well, it's great to have a positive outlook on that and for everybody else. We're going to talk with some of the other people. For Junior Miss and Little Miss, we'll have them on tomorrow. Also for this report and all reports, you can listen or share them on our website at WITYradio.com. For Jessalyn, this is Andrew Dudich here out at the Vermilion County Fair.